sure I'm going to leave the time for questions. Does anyone have a reason to find this for a copy of this document? Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and temporarily excluded for discussion on any pending items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using less than necessary from the facility during the meeting and manage the time to be doing so we can get to the point. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for second meeting will result in being removed from the meeting. As remaining members of your obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial risk that can hold financial interest to have any item of business before the meeting. If you have such an interest, please either declare it through or visit before the item itself, stating the item of business that relates to having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or any of the call for duration of the discussion on that item which is not part of the vote. Everyone not here to hear us? Can those online hear the meeting? No.
No, the sound's very bad, Mickey, to be honest with you.
Can folks hear us now? Is that any better?
Oh. Yes, that was a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay, I take it everybody can hear us now. Yep. Okay, so I'll start again then. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, C for comment, P for the proposed, and S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate an activity problem. Any apologies for tonight's meeting?
Terry, I have an apology from Councillor Tinley.
No others. As well, Chairperson's remarks. Any declarations of interest? Item 2.
None, Chair.
Philip?
Yes, sir. I have an interest in Evan Fournier, gentlemen.
Okay, we move on to item 3, and that's the action sheet arising from the meeting on the 11th of December, 23. So, is anybody anything they'd like to raise on it? Mr. Truesdale, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. It's on the motion of open water swimming. So it was agreed that Council engage with DERA, but I just want it recorded again that DERA have already agreed to year-round testing. So riding, I don't see the merit in riding, but that's what was agreed. It's a lack of executive that's presenting year-round testing and the Council's willingness to act in the interim period in Newcastle, which I asked for because it has the worst bathing quality record. So could I ask for the officer to, could I ask if I write to the officer asking for what the figure would be for just Newcastle, if that was something that I could have, as it may prove useful to other bathing sites, especially the newly designated Sandy Bottom. Is that something that I could write to the officer for, that figure? Thank you, Chair.
What I'm told is you can ask for that, yeah. That's no problem.
Thank you.
So I'm sure one of the officers will come back to you in the next number of days with that information then.
Thank you, Chair.
Connor, are you looking in? Councillor Galbraith?
No, apologies. I hit the button by mistake there.
Okay. Terry, you're proposing it?
Happy to propose the action sheet, Chair.
Can I be a seconder? Philip, you're seconding. Thank you. Move on to item number 4, which is the notice of motion, town and city gift cards. And Councillor Lee Surgener, you're taking this.
Thank you, Chair. My motion reads, to support traders in wake of recent flooding and help stimulate spending in the local economy, Council.
Sorry, Councillor, to save you the volley, you have no need to read it. That you've already done it at the full council.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, good, good. Okay, so I'll just read my comments then. In times of adversity, our strength as a community is truly tested, and the Newry Moreton Down District has always shown remarkable resilience. Our diverse businesses and stakeholders joining forces in Downpatrick, Newry and beyond, demonstrating a commendable spirit of unity and determination to overcome the challenges posed by the recent floods. The hard work and collaborative efforts of the Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group have laid a solid foundation for our town's recovery. The initial aim of this motion is to provide tangible boost to our businesses by encouraging local spending and driving investment throughout our district, especially Downpatrick. I fully accept the recommendation by the officer, and I understand that Downpatrick's specific gift card system for now will allow residents and visitors alike to contribute to the town's recovery while enjoying the products and services offered by a diverse range of independent traders and national businesses. This not only promotes a sense of community spirit, but also injects much needed funds directly into our local economy. It's a simple yet effective way to channel the collective goodwill of our community into tangible benefits for our business owners, many of whom have faced unprecedented challenges in recent times. In closing, I would like to express my wholehearted support for the office recommendation. I am confident that this initiative will serve as a catalyst for Downpatrick's economic resurgence and, if expanded upon further to one that is district-wide, could benefit our council area. I do have a couple of questions for Andy, if that's okay.
It's more to do with the motion, David. Are you proposing the council officer's recommendation then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are. And can I have a seconder then for that?
Jill could? Yeah.
Jill, are you seconding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some comments.
Councillor Gilbreth.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to ask the question. I know there's been a similar scheme to this in the past, and I'm just sort of wondering, is there any sort of information on how successful or unsuccessful that scheme actually was? Thanks.
Is that directed to me? Sorry.
I would imagine, councillor, that that will have to be worked out as part of the recommendations that's before it's being approved now. Yeah. Consideration by the working group. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Councillor Hannah.
Chair, a question there for Connor. It's just, I don't quite understand what this motion is about. Is this for setting up for talks a jarred or whatever it is about your system there for the likes of Kilkeel, Warren Point, Yarry, every individual town? And who is responsible? Will the council be taking the lead for that? Or would it be a local group or a chamber of commerce or something like that? It's just, I don't quite understand it, so I don't.
Councillor, it's my understanding that this is something that's being considered at this moment in time by the Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group for Downpatrick
alone,
and until that is further advanced, I don't think we're in a position to comment on how it would be rolled out or where else it might be rolled out, because this is a piece of work that's at its early stage.
Okay.
Councillor Willie Clark.
Yeah, Chair, Sinn Féin would support the recommendation as well. Anything that, you know, supports shopping local has to be welcomed, and I welcome the motion coming forward. We all have seen the impact, the impact of the flooding in our local communities and our towns. The devastation that faced Downpatrick and Uri, you know, was immense. You know, so again, anything that can, you know, get extra business into them town centres has to be welcome. And as the recommendation says, this loyalty card scheme's already been worked upon by the Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group, you know, so I think it's important that we allow that process to come to a conclusion that the best method for Downpatrick, and then look at rolling out elsewhere across the district is sensible. I think they're looking, one size doesn't fit everywhere, you know, so we have to get ours, you know, tailor-made for our area, whatever suits our area. So I think that's the best course of action, that we wait at the outcome of that work. But thanks very much for the motion.
Everyone in agreement with the motion?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone. Okay, folks, thank you. We then move on to item number 5, is the Economy, Regeneration and Tourism Plans 23-24, and Connor's going to take us through this.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. A mid-year assessment of the ERT Directorate Business Plan has been undertaken in order to provide an overview of the progress against the targets between April and September 2023. The mid-year assessment is included at Appendix 1 within the committee report, and the recommendation is to consider and agree the mid-year assessment of the ERT Directorate Business Plan 2023-24. So I'm happy to take any questions that members have.
Councillor Truesdale, you want to comment?
Yes, thank you, Chair. It's just a comment. It's a worthwhile plan, and there's many merits in it. Obviously, there's a lot of red faces around planning, but I'm hopeful that things will improve with additional recruitment. But I just wanted, on page 8, to have noted our continued opposition to the progression of the Mourne Gondola Gateway. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I noted. Councillor, no other comments then? Proposer and a seconder for it? Proposed Glynn, have we a seconder?
Chair, we need to get through the chat just because we're having.
Through the chat, Glynn. And a seconder for that as well, please. Could I prompt her? Willie's in as well. Okay, item number 6 is the Economy, Growth and Tourism Bathing Water, Sandy Bottomore and Pint, and Andy, you're into this one.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, at June committee, June 2023 committee, members approved the inclusion of Sandy Bottom in Warren Point as a candidate site for to be a designated bathing water. DERA have now confirmed the site will be designated and will operate as a bathing water from June this year. So approvals is required to finalise council's commitment to act as a bathing water operator.
Thanks, Andy. Councillor Murphy, comment?
Yes, Chair. It's just a welcome, this testing of the bathing water down at Sandy Bottom.
Do you plan to propose that as well?
Propose it as well.
Thank you. And have we a seconder for that? I'll second that. Councillor Kearns is seconding that. Okay, and then item number 7 is the Economy Growth Financial Assistance Call 1. Andy, again.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, the report, we're seeking approval through the report to include 2 additional themes under Financial Assistance Call 1, which will go out later this month. So this is in addition to the themes that were already approved last month. So we're just looking to add 2 additional themes.
A proposal from Terry and a comment also.
Yes, just a brief comment, Chair. I welcome the paper and support the recommendations of 2 additional things being added to the financial assistance call. So happy to support. Thank you.
I have a seconder from Councillor Truesdale. Nobody else? Any comments on that one? Okay, thank you. We'll then move into items in committee. Have we a proposer and a seconder to go into committee? Proposed Councillor Lee Surgner and seconder. Councillor Murphy. Okay. Items 8. While in committee, item 8 on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed that Council enter into a new service level agreement with Outscape for the 2023-24 financial year. Item 9, tourism facilities cleaning contract services, on the proposal of Councillor Bowsey, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to approve the business case to appoint a suitably qualified and experienced contractor to provide cleaning services at Council's 4 Forest Parks and Torella Beach between the 1st of July 24 and 31st of March 28. It was further agreed to approve the uplift in the current contract rate of the current supplier between April and June 24, as detailed in this report. Item 10, tourism facilities and event hire schedule. On the proposal of Councillor Campbell, seconded by Councillor Kearns, it was agreed to approve the implementation of the facility event fee structure as detailed in this report. And the last item on our agenda is for Milton only, folks. That's Dublin Belfast Economic Corridor.
Proposing
a seconder for that one.
The chapter.
Proposed Terry on a seconder. Councillor Gilbreath then seconded. Okay, everyone, thank you. That's the meeting at an end.